Good morning, it's Clutch Radio. On 91.5 FM WMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. because, like, literally, you are the worst.
Now the church say amen. Raise all my sins at the pulpit. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of my sin. You hold my hand as an infant. Palms to the sky, Adonai, Yahweh, till they all come down, till we all fall down,
down.
Me.
Bofa and Karina is here. First, I'm going to announce the songs that we just played. So the first song is by a band named Permsky Krai. The name the title is in Russian, so we don't actually know.
We don't know.
But check on the website to see the full name and how it's spelled. Next one is Mushroom Abolitionist by Vegan. The next song was Just by Radiohead, Omega by SZA, and Cherry Jubilee by Cowgirl Clue. And for our chat today, since it's fall, it's finally truly fall, we decided to play some Charlie Brown background music, because what's more fall than Charlie Brown?
Indeed. We both grew up watching some Charlie Brown fall songs. Very nostalgic soundtrack.
So this song currently playing is The Great Pumpkin Waltz by Vince Guaraldi. Next we'll have Linus and Lucy by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Happiness Is by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, and Schroeder by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Okay, Karina, how's it going?
It's going well. My voice is a little bit gravelly today, as it always is in the mornings and has been for the past couple of weeks, so that's that. But otherwise, it's good. We've had really bad weather the past couple of days here on the East Coast. So that's kind of been fun, but also been sort of cozy to be inside.
Yeah, no. Even with the rain, I really enjoy sitting in bed and looking outside and hearing the rain. Though when I sleep, I live on the top floor of Hill Hall.
Give them your ad.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell them room number two. I can hear the roof creaking sometimes with the wind. And it doesn't keep me up. It's kind of comforting, but at the same time, a little bit scared.
Yeah. Well, we left the windows open the other night, and then the blinds that are in our room were just smacking against the wall. And you know when you're trying to fix something when you're half asleep, but you kind of have to. I had to move my whole chest of drawers or whatever. But anyways, yes.
Goodness.
The weather is dramatic.
Yes. But I love it. I'm all about fall.
Yeah. I like some variety as well.
Yeah. And I don't know, fall on campus is really beautiful. Really loving the colors changing and such.
Really loving, yes, the colors changing are beautiful. Anyways, one of our discussion topics?
Yeah, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about I guess growing and also losing different versions of yourself. So I've been thinking about that a lot because it's fall, and with fall being the harvest, it's also kind of the season where everything is dying, you know? Mm. So the trees are losing their leaves, and soon after we're done harvesting everything, the ground is just...
Because we've been harvested.
No, we are farmers.
Yeah, no, I know too.
But no, the ground will be bare. And I always feel in spring when everything is growing, everybody talks about how they're growing as people and how they've changed over the winter, which is kind of a period of metamorphosis or whatever. But I don't know, I've been thinking about how throughout my whole life, especially since I'm pretty young, quite young, you're always finding new versions of yourself and kind of losing old versions of yourself. And I've been thinking about I don't know, sometimes I miss who I was a year ago or when I was really little, and I wonder, I don't know, I kind of want to hear your opinion on this. Do you think that that part of yourself gets lost forever, or do you think it stays in you as you grow? The metaphor I was thinking about this morning was is it more like a house where you have a foundation and every year is you're kind of building on it, or is it a snake when you shed your skin and once it's gone, it's gone? So I don't know, Karina, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you shed naturally because you kind of need to. So a lot of times, maybe the old versions of yourself you won't need to bring back up again and use, because hopefully things are changing for the better, but also some changes are negative, so reconnecting with a past version of yourself would be an important thing. I read this quote one time that was enjoy spending time with the person that you are right now. Because in 10 years or something, when you're looking back at this time, you're well, I wish I could, I don't know, have those capabilities or be doing what I was doing. So I think being grateful wherever you're at is a good thing to keep in mind. But yeah, I would say fall is a type of metamorphosis of its own. I usually associate it with a negative metamorphosis, because I assume that like going into winter is when the worst version of myself comes out. Just because like I get pale and my skin gets worse and like school gets worse. Demon. No, it's like devolving. I always just it's assumed that I'm gonna devolve. But you know, maybe I'll try to have a different mindset this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I always think of winter kind of like you know, my reformation like era. Like okay. No, it's always an opportunity to kind of reinvent yourself or like reflect on who you've been for the rest of the year, because I feel like winter is kind of the least, especially on the East Coast, winter is like the least social time of the year.
Yeah.
Just because like nobody wants to go outside, it's freezing, and I'm not ready for the snow. But like I feel like it's also an opportunity to like change things about yourself and work on like different projects. I always feel like, as like someone who does a lot of art and music, I spend so much time in the winter like in my room just like thinking to myself, and it's like I don't know, an opportunity to really take a look
creative at hibernation.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm all about that. But I also don't like winter because I think it does bring out like nasty sides in some people.
Yeah, I would agree. But also, yeah, you can frame it in a positive way. And like I had this, I hope that we'll have a snow day this year, because the joy of a snow day is like the best thing in the entire world. So imagine this: you're eating breakfast, you think you're about to go to class. Actually, no, you wake up, you're kind of cold, tired, kind of had a long night of studying, and they're like, school's canceled. And then you can just stay in your dorm, maybe go get hot chocolate, like, and then go sledding or something. Would that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be cool. Though I remember last year, or especially during quarantine, they were talking about how like this might be like the end of the snow day generally, with the invention of like online classes. Now that like everybody's done online classes before, like the year that we were really inside, nobody really had snow days. Like some schools implemented a snow day just to be like kind and to keep the tradition, because there's something like very like it feels like a very American thing. And my parents grew up in Nigeria. So, like, they don't have snow days, but just to have, like, a snow day, a day off school, to spend time with, like, your family and your friends and just playing around.
I
feel like a lot of kids are going to lose that with all this online learning stuff. I'm kind of curious to see how that progresses.
Well, we had a lot of snow days in the past 2 years for school, and I can't remember if we had any during, like, the age of COVID, but the year before, we were pretty, like, integrated online, just, like, naturally. I mean, we were in person, but we had like everything, all of our assignments were online, everything was accessible online. Basically, we could do Zoom, stuff like that, but they still gave us some snow days, and I think that's partially because our teachers would be so burnt out that they just needed a break as well.
So to go back to what we were talking about earlier with like the growth stuff, you kind of mentioned like, oh, like sometimes you don't need to reconnect, but it's also nice to reconnect to like the past version of yourself. So how would you say, like, what's a way that you kind of reconnect with the past version of yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely different for every person, but I know for me, like, when I was younger, I was definitely a lot... I don't think I was more creative, but I spent a lot more time just kind of by myself doing that type of thing. And, like, I felt more okay doing it and not doing social stuff or schoolwork or whatever. So I guess... there's a lot of connotations on this, but like reconnecting with your inner child, I don't know, as for me, as like a creative practice standpoint, is a cool thing. Is also just like not caring about things, just kind of doing what I want.
Yeah, I get that, like kind of like being like not really reckless, but I guess a little bit fearless. There's something fearless about like being a little kid and just kind of doing whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I used to be so bold about, like, especially, like, with physical things. Like, I don't know, I was the type
climbing,
of
climbing, jumping.
No, literally, like, I was just scrambling. Thinking about, like, I used to, like, jump off my couch. And
I'm trying to reconnect to the side that jumps off couches.
Or, like, jump down the stairs. Oh, yeah. Like, I would never, like, I'd be terrified to do that now.
It's because you trip too much.
No, stop.
Okay, no, we all trip.
Yeah, we all trip sometimes.
And sometimes alone, which is very embarrassing.
Yeah, or like when you're walking somewhere and then like you see like a group of people and you get distracted.
No. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I guess for me...
what does that mean to you? Like, what would that mean to you?
I, like, when I was younger, My mom, like, really is into writing. So I spent a lot of time, like, writing, like, different types of stuff, so stories and poems. And I kept, like, a little cute journal, though I was never consistent with it. But, like, I have, I still have all these notebooks because in fourth grade, I just, like, had this obsession with notebooks, and it's not gone away since. Like, I just love, like, different notebooks and designs and stuff. So I have, like, all kinds of, like, half-full notebooks with, like, random stuff from, like, throughout my life, and I always like going back through them because it's like, oh, like this is what I was thinking about at this point.
Me too. I was like, and also just like sketchbooks. I have so many sketchbooks when I was a kid. But it is unsatisfying that they're always like half empty. Or the worst is like a fourth. A fourth of them is done. It's like, oh, I can't like use it, but I need to keep it for like archival purposes. But I can't like start using it again. No, I wanna get into that as well.
I wanna like start filling them again though. Like I had I used to, like, write a lot of silly little songs in, like, seventh grade. I still write songs, but, like, it's funny to look back and be like, what are you talking about? Like, this is not... Like, in seventh grade, of course, you write about, like, falling in love with, like, somebody, with like, random, like, people. And it's, like, you haven't experienced anything like that. Yeah. But I think it's just kind of because in middle school, you kind of want to be adult, and that's what you think being an adult is because of TV and stuff.
It's funny that that's such a universal thing. Like, everyone was talking about things that they just, like, had no living, well, for the most part, no living experience of. So it's so funny to see them, like, try to emulate it. But it sounds like, I bet yours sounded, like, pretty realistic, maybe, you know? Because, like, to what it might have felt like if you had experienced that. Because, like, there's so many songs about that that, when, like, as kids, when you hear, like, songs about falling in love and all that stuff, is, like, you pick up on how people talk about it and the
lyrics. That's fair, but, like, also, we did grow up in, like, early 2000s, which was, like, just, like, the weirdest, like, most corny love songs that were popular on the radio and stuff.
This is true.
Anyways, so I think we're coming to the end of our chat moment. This current song playing is Frou Frou Foxes in Midsummer Fires by Cocteau Twins. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this talk. And
oh wait, quick interjection before we turn this like the music for this episode is sort of like Halloween-y, spooky theme, but like in a subtle, classy type of way. So classy.
No, I mean it's just kind of like silly sometimes to play a lot of like ghost music. So we thought we'd feel a little but like with like weird like ethereal. So ethereal.
Yeah, the first couple songs are kind of strange, so.
Yeah, but Halloween-y. Hope you enjoyed the rest of our set, and have a wonderful morning. Do you have anything else, Karina?
I don't. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Awesome.
Bye.
Oh, and happy Halloween weekend.
Son and Holy Ghost don't wanna talk. Baby, don't talk. touch me, I'm made of chalk. Fine pink lace and faceless effigy. And it scares me to think that nobody looks at me that way. Looks at me that way. Wake up tomorrow and my room's the same. Wanna pierce my nipples and go dancing in the rain. No more cyanide kisses, I'm methylene blue. I love everyone, but especially you. Wanna go ahead and pack a picnic just for two. But it scares me to think that you, baby, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hello. We're just here to tell you the last few songs. So, right after that Cocteau Twins songs, we had The Book Lovers by the band Broadcast, Something's Cosmic by Angel Olsen, Tonight I Feel Like Kafka by Jealous of the Birds, and Femme Fatale by The Velvet Underground and Nico. This last song we're playing is called Smells Like Content by The Books. We hope you enjoyed our show today.
This is Clutch Radio with Karina and
Mofe.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Statues of being green, and others are saying things much better than we ever could. As the quiet becomes suddenly verbose, and the hell is heralding the signs of pickles, and the street corners are gnashing together like a gears inside of the head of some omniscient engineer. Downward flows the garner.
Possibilities, contingencies, but with ever-increasing faith, we decided to go ahead and just ignore them, despite tremendous pressure to capitulate and fade. So instead, we went ahead to fabricate a catalogue of unstable elements, modicums and particles with non-zero total strangeness for brief moments, which amount to nothing more than tiny fragments of a finger's snap.
So tired, so much more aware. I'm becoming there. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.